From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday.
Hopping on toward Easter.
A study finally proves cats can recognize their own name and probably other words, too. So when you call them by their name and they don't come over, it's not because they don't understand you. It's because they're choosing to ignore you.
Yes.
This is actually science, proven by Scientific American.
How do they know this?
They ask. A new study out of the University of Tokyo has finally proved that cats do recognize their own names, just like doggies do. Yeah. There you go.
I think they hear the human voice and it's like, treats, treats.
I know, right? It's like, feed me, feed me. Yeah. No, but, it, you know, cats, they ignore us.
Again, cats have staff, dogs have people.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I have both. not people and staff, I have cat and a dog. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What is happening today?
I talk about marrying up. Jeff Bezos and his wife marry up. Divorce higher than that.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos and his wife, Mackenzie. Mm-hmm. Richie Rich.
Richie
I just
Rich.
Call her Mrs. Mackenzie. They finalized their divorce, and yeah, she did a bit of okay.
She did a bit of okay?
Yeah.
How'd she do?
Well, you know, she's walking away with $36 billion.
Holy crap. That's not exactly half, but that's still pretty good. It's not chump change. 36 with a B, right? You said billion, right?
I said billion.
Wow.
So I think she'll get by.
Can she be my sugar mama? She's free now, right? I need to ask my wife.
I'll go be her sugar mama.
Right.
Well, she'll be my sugar mama.
There you go.
I'll let her be my sugar mama.
There you go. She'll be your sugar mama.
Take a hit for the team, man.
Yeah, right?
She's now one of the richest women in the world.
Of course she is.
In the whole, in the world.
That's a lot of money.
Honey.
Yeah.
In return for the cash, Jeff is keeping most of their stake in Amazon.
Yeah.
Plus all of the Washington Post.
Yeah, well, that's worth
And the aerospace company Blue Origin.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that's worth anything yet.
He founded that in 2000.
Yeah.
And
did he find, really? It's been 19 years?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I've never heard of it. But
oh, I have, but I haven't really heard of it until just recently. It's just kind of like the Elon Musk space thing. Is he SpaceX, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think that no matter how big Blue Origin gets, or Amazon, or the Washington Post.
The Washington Post is not going to get big.
I would think, I got $36 freaking billion dollars.
Oh, she could do plenty of damage with that.
I mean, as long as she's going to sit there and say, dang, I wish I got part of that. Dang, I should have got more than that. No. $36
billion. You know, yeah, no, and I mean...
What the frick, man?
She's entitled to at least that or more, yeah.
She's been there the whole time. She was one of the... She was first employee of Amazon, basically.
Right, and before they ever made a dang dime.
She's been there every step of the way.
Yeah.
Give that woman some cash.
She's better looking than Bezos' new girlfriend, I think. Well, I could be wrong.
Got more money than she does.
She's kind of skinny.
Is she a snookus?
Shookus, you mean?
A shookus.
A shookus. She's a little on the skinny side. Maybe it's the, all of the divorce proceedings that have kind of like, you know, she's felt wore down and
yeah, it's because her man's having to go through all this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe she just needs to
eat that's
sandwich.
Only what we know about.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how much is he paying her on the side?
Yeah.
To say, you know what? Not a word about the sexting. Not a word about any of that stuff. Let's just settle it right here.
Look how nice your apartment is.
Look how nice your many apartments are.
Look at your shoe closet.
Your homes, your real estate holdings, and your stock in Amazon, which she still has some. So there you go.
Yeah. Now that she has $36 billion,
yeah,
she can go buy a sandwich.
Hey, McKinsey, what's in your wallet?
We're not going to talk about the national nightmare today because there's not much to talk about. Except Lori Loughlin really doesn't think she's going to go to jail.
Yeah, she really doesn't, does she? She's like convinced. It's like, oh, I'm not going to go to jail.
The orange will go with her hair and skin tone. That's okay. Well, so Lindsay Lohan thought that she'd take the spot today.
Uh-oh. What's up with Lilo?
She doesn't just want to play Ariel in a new version of The Little Mermaid. She treats it like her birthright.
She does. She's been all over Disney to you know.
They don't want Johnny Depp. I can't see how they wouldn't want Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
We all know that nobody in their right mind is going to give it to her, give her that opportunity. I mean, I think that's fair to say.
No, I think it's more than fair to say. Well, plus, I think she's a little old to play Ariel. How old is Lilo? She's in her 30s, right?
There's makeup.
Ariel's a teenager. Come on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Still. Let's just say she wasn't at the least bit happy when she heard that Lea Michele of Glee fame got the part for a live version of the story at the Hollywood Bowl next month.
Yeah, but she's not... Well, I guess she's playing her. She's singing.
Yes. It's going to be really cool, actually, at the Hollywood Bowl.
I think so.
It's... Because I was a little bit confused about what it was. So they're going to have the Little Mermaid that's going to play the movie.
Yeah, the movie.
And then these folks like Lea Michele, Cheech Marin, they're going to be on the stage. All the stars will be there playing along a part and singing, basically.
Yeah.
So I think your granddaughter should go.
I would like to go. I don't have to take anybody. I'm a Little Mermaid fan.
Yeah. I am too. I think that would be a lot of fun.
I used to work at the Walt Disney Company. We've talked about this before. When I was at the studio, Little Mermaid was all the rage. In fact, it was our big movie that had just come out when I started working there. Yeah.
Well, it's 30 years old now.
Shut up.
So Lilo saw a post about it on Instagram and dropped a simple 3-letter comment. Huh?
Come on, Lilo. Get over it.
I mean, she was a Disney darling when she was young.
Yeah, she blew that.
She did blow that.
She totally blew that.
Yeah.
She could have been.
She had the Parent Trap, the Herbie movies.
The new Haley Mills at Disney.
She could have.
And she blew that.
Blew it. And probably did some blowing.
Oh, no, I'll go there. We're on radio now. We have to be careful what we say. You gotta keep
that's right.
R-rated. She did some blowing in the wind.
Yes.
That's what you meant to say, isn't
it? Like Pocahontas. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know who's not going to be singing at the Hollywood Bowl?
Oh, here it comes.
Halle Berry. She might be sitting in the audience incognito, but I don't.
Maybe she'll take her daughter.
She
and
might.
Her son.
She might.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's possible. Sure. Maybe I should go and check that out.
Maybe you should.
Going up and down the aisles of the Hollywood Bowl. Can you imagine me? Sorry. No, I thought you were Halle Berry.
When it all starts, you'd be cramming your way to the front with your mouse ears on. And
stop it.
A lollipop.
Okay, maybe.
And then the security guards
lollipop.
Might have to come say there's a big old perv down there in the front.
I'm not a perv. Stop.
No,
that's
you
terrible.
Would, actually, you'd
that's
be singing
terrible.
Along.
Terrible. I would be singing along.
You would
I
be.
Know all the words.
I know all the words, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know. All right. Let me get our dingle hoppers and let's go. Have yourself a great Friday. Talk to you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.